This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good to have Bob Finan with us. Bob, one of the beat writers covering the Cavaliers, covers them for the Chronicle-Telegram. And Bob thought, no, we thought they'd be good, but you didn't think they'd be sitting here where they are right now. First place, 5.5 up, 8 up on the Knicks, who are in third place. And I think they've put themselves in position, Andy, to at the very least think this. They shouldn't have any kind of a real contest in the first round, should they?
No, they're looking at Atlanta or Chicago right now. Atlanta's sitting 9 and Chicago's sitting 10. Oh, wait. They'd have to move up. It could be
Orlando, Miami, Atlanta, or Chicago.
Yeah.
Are those teams in the play-in tournament right now?
It's funny because those are the teams that have given them a little bit of trouble this year.
Well, the Hawks certainly did, but one of the key reasons the Hawks did was because of DeAndre Hunter.
Yes, this is true. Solve that problem by getting that problem.
I don't think, and I'm a big fan of what Miami does. I think Miami's a really good organization, and I think the Hawks are well coached. I think Quinn Snyder's a really good coach, and Trae Young can give you fits. I don't think those teams, and Orlando has some great young talent. I don't think those teams give the Cavaliers a first-round series. Now, sitting 11th right now is the Philadelphia 76ers. And if the Sixers were to find health, they've lost 5 straight games. If they were to happen to find health late in the season, they're only a game and a half out of the play-in tournament right now. They're a game and a half behind Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody would want to play Philadelphia if Philadelphia was healthy.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I really don't think that because, Joel Embiid is a phenomenal talent who can take over a series. He can just do it himself. The only problem is he's barely played this year. 17 games. That's it. Does he get healthy enough at the right time? Has this entire season, and now they're talking about, other injuries and he might need surgery and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Has this entire season on their part been we're not going to play him if he has, if he has an eyelash at the top of place.
I mean, they're sitting at 20 and 34. Why would you? Why would you play him? I would get
because
him back
you want to get into the play-in tournament at the very least.
Yeah, but you're not at the cost of him getting hurt again.
No, but every time you lose a game makes it a little more challenging to get into that play-in tournament.
They're tied for 12th.
And you don't
I know they're sitting at 11, but
you don't want to have to bust a move if you're them in the, late March and April to get in because those are high stress minutes, those are high stress games. If you got a guy who's injury prone like Joel Embiid, you don't want him having to play 35 minutes in back-to-back nights and things like that.
Yeah, 28 games.
I would think if you could, you would try and knock out some wins now, but I don't know that they're capable of that because they have, he's played just 17 games.
Yeah, and they only have 28 left. So if I'm Philly, I'm rolling towards next year. I don't even want to risk it.
But if Philly got in,
yeah,
they could give the Cavs absolute fits in the first round of the playoffs.
But they would really have a little bit of a road to get there, right? They'd have to win. They'd have at this point.
Well,
they'd only have to
beat Chicago, and Chicago traded away. You know,
well, no, they'd Zach have to LaVine. Win two because they'd be on the other side, right? They'd have to win to in the play-in tournament. Because they're sitting at what? They're sitting at 11 right now, right? So the winner plays.
It's 7-10,
right?
And if you're the 7 team, you need one win.
Correct. But if they're 10 team, they got to win two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So and that would get you the Cavs because we're the one seed.
I do believe that's correct. Yeah. Yep. I haven't been in play-in tournament mode lately, but I think that's absolutely right.
Well, I think
right.
you need to, and you know, I think
well,
sometimes
I think we're going to have to be.
Yeah, I mean, between some that point here. And yes. the cup, I mean, yes. seriously, where have you been, Jeff?
Yes.
This is the new NBA. We worry about play-ins and cups and athletic stuff.
Okay, these are the top six teams. Could any of these teams, if they ended up playing the Cavs, knock them out? Detroit.
No.
I agree. Milwaukee.
I reluctantly say no.
I say absolutely they could.
You think they could?
Yeah.
I'm reluctant on that, right? Right now I'm reluctant.
You've got Damian Lillard, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Kyle Kuzma helps them because he's healthier than Chris Middleton.
But you also have home court advantage, so
well,
could be the difference.
I honestly think home court advantage, this sounds silly, means very little in the NBA playoffs anymore.
Yeah,
it used to mean a ton.
Yeah, I don't value your opinion.
I don't think
this,
it means
so
nearly as much anymore. Could Indiana do it? Indiana's 7 games over 500. Dano, I'm sorry.
I was just going to be a smart aleck and say bring back the dead spots in the floor of the Boston Garden.
Now you're talking.
Yes.
You know, when they put that new building in, they should have, and they did use the same floor for a while. It's not the same floor. They should have just installed dead spots right there.
Where I mean, they're on like the sixth.
Where the home team knew.
Isn't it like the sixth floor of that building, too?
That's Madison Square Garden.
No, Boston too. The train goes
Boston's
right.
up, but is it? I
it
don't,
goes over the trains.
Is it the new building that's that way too?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
You got me wondering.
They built the new Boston Garden, and as far as great arenas in the NBA go, it's not in the conversation.
It's really. I don't know if you've ever driven through Boston like during rush hour.
It's terrible.
It's really hairy. You're on this bridge, and this bridge curves.
The garden
off to
is
the right.
Like, 4 feet from the highway,
yeah.
If I recall correctly. And they build it right next to the other one.
It's
could Indiana give the Cavs a series
if they
happen to beat them?
I would take Milwaukee before I would take Indiana, but Indiana could be very irritating for this team.
Rick Carlisle's a hell of a coach. I don't know. I don't think Indiana would knock him out. I just don't think that's going to happen. But I do think highly of Rick Carlisle. And they do have some long, lanky guys that might give this team fits. No disrespect to DeAndre Hunter. I think it's even actually respect to DeAndre Hunter. We can't expect him to be the complete solution to what's going on. Well, they picked up DeAndre Hunter, so no wing guy will give them problems. That's unfair. And, you know, it still might mean that Darius or Donovan's going to have to go out and guard somebody who's 4 or 5 inches taller. That could be a problem.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Could the New York Knicks knock the Cavs out of the playoffs? Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Could the Boston Celtics?
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, that's easy. And speaking of Boston, so they're directly above the North Station.
Oh, good.
So it's underneath.
All right, good.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Good. I wonder how high it is. It is strange when you go into those buildings in the, you know, because we think ground floor, that's where the floor is.
Here, because we're below the ground.
Exactly.
Here. There, it's above the ground. It's really weird.
In Madison Square Garden, you walk in at ground level and hit a button to go upstairs.
It's the same
to
in Boston.
To go to the court. It's just bizarre. And you think, that court and all of those people are 5-6 floors up, huh?
Yep, same thing.
That's kind of scary. I do think there are really only 4 teams in the Eastern Conference that I would be concerned about knocking off the Cavs. And they really haven't changed since the beginning of the year. They're just in different spots. Celtics, Knicks, Bucks. An outside chance now of the 76ers if they happen to get in and get healthy. That's where the Cavs are. That's what they've done. You know, I think at the beginning of the year, folks thought, oh, they don't match up with Orlando. Oh, and you know, I always thought highly of the Heat. Oh, but you don't want to go up against the Heat in the first round of the playoffs. I don't consider those issues anymore.
I'm with you. I buy everything you're selling right now.
It's weird to me. I wonder what the NBA thinks of this. You look at the Western Conference, that powerhouse market, Oklahoma City in first place, followed by that powerhouse market, Memphis.
Do you think that drives the league nuts?
Yes, absolutely drives them nuts. You know what really drives them nuts?
The third team is Denver.
Your first two teams in the league are Cleveland and Oklahoma City, and it's Cleveland without LeBron.
Well,
maybe they drive Adam Silver nuts.
Maybe he needs to market Donovan a little bit more.
Oklahoma City and Memphis, 1-2. Denver's 3, and Denver's the most underappreciated NBA champion in a long time. Houston is 4. Nobody knows Houston. They're good, but nobody knows them.
You know why? Because they don't have a song as good as the Philadelphia 76ers.
Andy's begging for you to play the song.
I was
song,
begging again. For that earlier in the
He was segment, begging. Yeah. The minute that I mentioned 76ers, Andy looked at you like,
dancing.
play the song.
Well, because I had an argument with somebody the other day, but maybe it was you. Somebody said that the 76ers song, was it one of you guys?
Or it was me.
It was you. You think the 76ers song is better than Come On Cav?
I enjoy it more. I think it's hokey.
Why?
Because I think it's hokey as all get out, and it cracks me up. That's why. Hmm. And then you've got the 2 Los Angeles teams sitting 5 and 6 in the Western Conference. That's something. Mike is in Stowe. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Guys, how you doing? Man, I was really hoping to call and get on board a little bit with you today, but, man, you guys are it's, I didn't look like it's going to happen.
What are we off board on?
Well, it sounds like the way you guys make it sound, we ought to be like the 6th seed in the East right now.
No. Battling for 1-2. That's what I think. Yeah, the Knicks scare me. I mean, the Knicks really scare me.
But come on. Milwaukee, Jeff. Damian Lillard's 35. They got 2 players. Kyle Kuzma? Come on. I mean, you guys we got 5 players better than Kyle Kuzma, and they're talking their 3rd best player. Why would that team give you a threat in a series? Not 1 game, I get it. And we're 44-10, guys. if all these teams are so, we're so beatable by all these teams, how do we get to 44-10? Are we playing the Wizards every night?
Milwaukee would have the best player in the series, and that's always a danger. That's always a danger.
We got the next five best, Jeff. It's not a one-guy series.
I don't think you have the next five best.
It's not a one-game series. That's what I think scares us. Well, is that what you're saying, Mike?
It's not a one-player game.
Oh,
sorry.
No, but it's the series part of it, I think, that intrigues us.
Yeah,
like, I think that's the part of it that we're all worried about. Like, if it was a one game only against Boston, I'll roll the dice, man. I'll feel good about it.
Sure.
It's the series part of it that kills us.
No, I think our depth over a series is what helps us because of the way Altman has developed this amazing lineup that's 1-10.
All right. I can embrace your optimism.
Those rotations, they shrink, though.
Joel Embiid, gee, many Christmas. I mean, we're 44-10, guys.
Have you seen him play when healthy this year, Mike?
You guys are so pessimistic about this. You sound like we don't. I mean,
yeah, Jeff, you're so pessimistic. Mike, tell him. Tell him how pessimistic he is. Doesn't have anything good to say, Jeff.
See, here's the thing I love about what we do. When you have realistic sports conversations, it makes people mad. They don't want realism. They want you to be a cheerleader. Okay.
I'm pretty good at that.
Well, you can do that. Go ahead. You can be a cheerleader. Cavs have been terrific all year. What more can we say? The Celtics can knock them off. So can the Knicks. Will they? I don't know. We got to play that. Could Milwaukee? Yeah. Do I think Milwaukee will? No. So you can forget if you don't want to hear realistic thoughts on what's going on in sports, we're probably not the show to listen to. Just so you know. If you don't know that, well, by God, you should be paying more attention.
I'm not going to lie. I just wanted to debate, come on, Cavs versus the Philadelphia 76ers.
See, there you go.
Everybody, you tell me, fun. What song is better? What song is better?
76ers. I mean, this is tough to beat. It's cheery. 76ers. It's uplifting. Here they come. Harmony. Philadelphia. They count. They help you. That's good. Here we count. Count. See?
Yeah.
Here they come. Team of the year. They're going to count now.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's pretty good. Count backwards.
10, 9, 8, 76ers.
I mean, that's helpful. That's helpful.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6ers.
There you go.
Just give me the mayor spelling Eagles and we're good.
You know, I thought about this during the Super Bowl. What is it with Philadelphia and cheesy songs?
What?
They have Fly Eagles Fly. That's cheesy.
Yeah, that is cheesy.
And then this is cheesier than cheese can possibly be. But I love it. So what is it about Philadelphia and cheesy songs? Philadelphia, I mean, that's a cool city. They should have cooler songs. Our Cavs song is cooler than that.
Yeah.
See, this is cool. This is hip.
Come on, man.
Even though it's 50 years old.
This song has legs, though.
Well, the other one is like Saturday morning cartoon stuff. That lasts. I mean, Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? It's the same type of thing, isn't it?
I'm trying to listen to the song, Jeff.
Askin Baskin, Phelps Help, coming up next, right here on the pessimistic Baskin and Phelps. Gotta make it happen.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.